Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone on the text line asked, "C-Dot, did you get cut off? No, I cursed. I was hoping to slip it past Rob because the cursing there really emphasized my point. And you should have saw Rob's face. Rob's like, oh! Oh, snap. It was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny, but it was funny. All right, back to the regularly scheduled show. All right, so we have been doing these Ox Court battles where I give people five categories and they have to come up with the song that they think best fits the category. Seems like a really good day to do it. Everybody's been a little stressed. Everybody's down today. Let's use some music to pick us up a little bit. You look outside today, it's dreary, it's Wednesday. No one is having a good day today. So we have invited Alex Gold in here. We are completing the midday cycle here. Next week, we're going to start bringing celebrities in here. So Alex will be the last regular person we have do
Thank
this.
You. Thank you.
He is
you.
An incredibly regular person.
Very regular.
He is the worst possible person we could have to do this. Next week, we'll start having just more important people do this than you, Alex Gold.
Yeah, I told you. This is not something that I probably would want to actually do, if I'm being honest with you. You know, because, you know, me, when you think music, you think me.
I think Alex Gold. All right, so this is what we do. I give them both the category. They have to pick a song that best fits the category. The five categories today are: this song reminds me of a rainy day, this song will put everyone in a good mood today, this song is perfect for a middle school dance, a 90s song that everyone loves to sing along to, and our favorite category, it's fill in the blank year, get the party going. Today is 2007. You're in charge of the music at a party in 2007. You need to play a song to get people up moving, get them dancing around. All right, we're going to let you go first because you're the visiting team here.
Okay.
Rob is 1-1 against the midday show. He beat Nick last week. Now, he got smoked by Cody Tapp. But you got to defend the honor of Cody and Gold.
Okay. I've got to split the tie. Got to break the tie. What category do I get to start with?
I got it here.
Okay.
I'm playing. The first category is, this song reminds me of a rainy day.
Yeah, I like my pick here.
This is the first song by Alex Gold.
It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together.
All right, that is Alex's first pick. This song reminds me of a rainy day. What made you go with this selection?
Yeah, one, I like Jack Johnson a lot. And this, like, rainy day, like, you don't, this kind of fits the vibe outside a little bit. So Jack Johnson seemed right. Honestly, I probably could have picked four or five different Jack Johnson songs. I went with Better Together.
He had a very rainy day vibe to him, you know?
Yeah.
It's 55 degrees outside. It's very gloomy. You're inside listening to Jack Johnson, all right? Rob, that's a tough one to follow up here. We're doing our drive Ox Court battle, Gold versus Rob. This is Rob's song for This Song Reminds Me of a Rainy Day.
And I didn't want to write a song, because I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But
hold on, you laughed at me, but Jack Johnson.
And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think
I'm not going to let you guys hate on Bieber. Voice of the generation on a rainy day.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
She does like everybody. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. All right. And I've been so caught up in my job. Alex won nothing. I mean, that wasn't even close. I don't even feel like Rob.
You
maybe,
went Bieber right out of the gate.
Gotta go Bieber out of the gates.
I don't think Rob understood the category. I don't think he really tried in the category. I think he just said, hey, this is the song that's slow that I like that I think can get the text line going. Let me just go ahead and play a Bieber song. That song doesn't even kind of resemble the category. It is the worst pick Rob
is that the strategy Rob's figured out after a couple weeks of this is don't actually pick a song that fits the category, but pick a song people might kind of like.
That's not how I'm voting on it, though. I mean, that's actually the worst song Rob has picked since.
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun sinks.
I can't wait to get Rob off of this game and off of this show. I can't wait. All right. Alex, I'm giving you
Are you texting
there.
Your girlfriend like right before the segment to get which song she
wants? I will
wants?
Defend these two picks. And we just go to different cookouts. That's what I've learned from the course of the show.
All right.
You know Gold brings the six-pack of IPA to the function. We know that.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
I have you up 1-0. The text line ultimately
it's
decides.
Split. Text line's already a little split.
All right. 913-576-7610. I don't decide this. The text line decides. All right, we're back on you, Rob. We'll let you go here. This song will put everybody in a good mood. Everybody's down today. The events of yesterday, it's raining, it's Wednesday. Everybody's a little down today. Let's see what song Rob played to boost everyone's morale.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
I'm back now. Feeling good now.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Strong pick. That's a strong pick to get people in a good mood. It's impossible to not hear that and start grooving a little bit. You might have turned this on and be like, why aren't you guys talking Royals?
That's right.
You hear that song, you got a little bounce to your step when you hear that.
Yeah, it's such a good song that I think you should play my choice too. It's such a good song. I agree. Everything you said is correct. It's a fantastic song. It's a great song. It's a great song. It's a great song.
Some quality control here.
I was told to put a couple songs
in. No, you're right. No, that's on us. That's on us. But see, what happened here is normally I would have Rob as quality control. I can't have Rob be quality control if he knows here.
Yeah.
This is on me. Text line, I lost that round. That's on me. My bad. Now we know. Checks and balances.
I'm worried. I hope we don't have any other duplicates.
Checks and balances got to be put together on the Ox score battle. We gonna keep doing this. We can't both of y'all had the same song. Terrible category.
Is it just a wash?
Yeah, I gotta be a wash. It's gotta be.
Yeah, I mean that was the right song, I feel like, though. Clearly.
I felt so good I was gonna win that I heard Gold song.
No, that's on me. I take full responsibility. That's on me. My bad.
All right.
So it's still 1-0. 2's a draw. All right, number 3. I hope you guys didn't pick the same
song.
That
would be pretty surprising.
I'd put myself in timeout if you guys picked the same song in this category. All right, this song is perfect for a middle school dance.
Now, this is from our time frame, right? Not like right now middle school dance.
This song is perfect for a middle school. You can interpret it
how
you want.
Okay. Oh, I can tell you how I interpret it, which was more back when I was in middle school.
Okay. This song is perfect for a middle school dance. We're back on you, Alex. We'll let you pick. This song is perfect for a middle school dance.
That's right, Rob. That's right.
I don't feel like you're using a lot of vision in this segment. You're not using a lot of vision. You went very standard here.
Yes, I mean, if we're being honest,
you're going 91 miles an hour.
If we're peeling back the curtain, I found out the category in the middle of my 105 segment.
Jamie Moyer. That's the thing. Whenever you get the Ox at a party, you don't get 5 days to prepare for the mood. You got to be ready when you grab the Ox. It's not like this weekend when you're going to a party, you know that they're going to say, hey, connect to the Bluetooth. You just got to be ready. You got to have the vibes on deck. You got to have the vibes in the backpack. You don't have the vibes ready.
Before you feel confident, let's hear what Rob's
got. You need 3 days to get ready for this 15-minute radio segment.
I need 3 days. I need more than like 30 minutes because the audio's got to be cut. Doing a radio show.
All right, let's see how Rob does. this song is perfect for a middle school dance. You guys are both around the same age. You would have been in middle school around the same time. This is definitely going to be another Justin Bieber song.
Count a Cupid cell phone. It don't matter if you're young or you're old. Here we go. We're going to show you how it goes.
Gold's trying to get these 12-year-olds to grind up on each other and be close. Getting those balloons between the people.
That's why I asked the question. I asked the question. I said middle school song from when we were in middle school or middle school now.
I think that's what makes this category so good is you guys interpreted it two completely different ways. You've got two very different vibes here. You've got the Cupid Shuffle. You got the youngsters getting up to the left, walk it by yourself, and then you've got All My Life. I gotta give Rob the win. I got it tied 1-1 right here, Alex. Okay. I think you went really cookie cutter here. I didn't see a whole lot of vision.
Well, then
here.
Just wait till the next two categories. If you don't like it now, wait till the next two categories.
I didn't see a whole lot of vision here. This was a run left, run right. This was just straight HB dive. Give me a play action. Give me something. Give me a little creativity here. I didn't get any creativity.
I feel the listeners will support that choice.
All right. I don't decide. The text line decides. 913-576-7610. So far, we have had this song reminds me of a rainy day. This song will put everyone in a good mood. That was a tie. This song is perfect for a middle school dance. I'm actually really curious to see where you guys take this next category. This category is you guys have to name a 90s song that everyone loves to sing along to. There's a lot of different ways this can go. I'll let Rob go first on this. 90s song that everyone loves to sing along to.
I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart.
Oh,
can't reach to
Rob's in his bag
heart.
Right now.
Yeah.
Rob is in his bag
this
right
was,
now.
This was a BP fastball, baby. I felt good about this one.
I wish we had a camera on Rob right
the
now.
Bar
by the way.
Is going up when this song comes on. All right, Gold. I want to hear what you're thinking here. I want to hear what you're thinking because that was a heater.
Okay,
Rob, just
you're not confident that I can actually swing back here.
I gotta hear it.
Okay,
I gotta hear it. I haven't heard a lot of vision from you. All right, a '90s song that everyone loves to sing along to. Rob's got you. He's up 2-1 right now. Let's see how you respond.
I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
We're firing back.
With an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby.
All right. The text line ultimately decides 913-576-7610. I'm going to pick Rob as the winner for this reason.
Okay.
Typically, the girls that get really excited when that song comes on are the ones that need to be sitting down. Those are the ones that need to be sitting down. You don't have – your body is not shaped like the girls he's talking to, you know? I'm telling you the truth here. That song – now, maybe back in like 93, 94, you was getting the right demographic to be dancing to that song. But when that song come on right now – girl, your hips are not big enough to be dancing to this song the way that you're trying to dance to it. I got a big Rob. That's me. I mean, it's a personal preference here. Everybody can vote how they want to vote in this category. That's why I'm picking Rob's. I feel
very confident in the selection right there on my part. I feel very confident in that pick.
It was a strong pick. Ultimately, the text line will decide who the winner is. Our fifth and final category is a favorite on this show. It is fill in the blank year. Play a song that gets the party going. Now, Gold, I'll let you get the first pick here. It's 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You have been tasked with getting the party going. It's a little dull right now. Everybody's standing around. Your friend comes over to you and say, hey, man, I need your help. Play something to get the girls dancing to. And you're like, all right, I got you, my man. What song would you play in this scenario?
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah.
Okay. Strong pick here. Strong pick.
I was a little worried Rob also picked this song. I was a little concerned that he was going to go JT.
I went a very different route than he did.
Okay.
I mean, that means he probably went the wrong route. I know Rob well enough to know that he probably went the wrong route here. All right, this is the last one here in our Drive Aux Cord battle. It's 2007. Pick a song that gets the party going. Here's what direction Rob went in.
You! Soulja Boy, Hey, I got this new dance for y'all called the Soulja Boy.
It's a strong category here. All right, text line 913-576-7610. You heard all five of the
categories. I like
that pick,
Rob. I do like the pick.
This was peak 07.
Yeah, I like the pick for sure.
I can just see Rob right now with a 4XT. All right, this song reminds me of a rainy day. This song will put everyone in a good mood. This song is perfect for a middle school dance. A 90s song everyone loves to sing along to, and it's 2007. Get the party going. Text line, text it in 913-576-7610. Let us know who you think the winner is. Alex, we appreciate you coming in and being the last common participant in the Aux Cord game.
Very kind of you, Cena. I appreciate it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.